Welcome to this Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. Listen to the full 3-hour morning show Sundays starting at 8 on Mix 106.5.
Good morning. It's Mixed Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5. It's Sunday, April 27th, 2025. I'm Shaw Gage, sitting in with you this morning. Glad you're listening. Thank you, Lord, for another beautiful day. And isn't it a beautiful day out there? Hope you had a great Easter Sunday last week and took some time to reflect and think about God's grace and His love and His mercy that He extended to us through His Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for us and rose again on the third day. And it's that grace that being a believer of Jesus Christ is all about. And we're going to follow that up this week and build off of that, talking about kindness this week and how we can encourage one another. Can't wait to dive in this morning on Mixed Sunday Morning. Be back with you here in just a few. I'm Shaw Gage, back with you here on Mix Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5. We're going to read from 1 Thessalonians this morning, chapter 5, verses 10 through 15, and it says this: He, Jesus Christ, died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with Him. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. Now we ask you, brothers and sisters, to acknowledge those who work hard among you, who care for you in the Lord, and who admonish you. Hold them in the highest regard and love because of their work. Live in peace with each other, and we urge you, brothers and sisters, warn those who are idle and disruptive, encourage the disheartened, help the weak, be patient with everyone. Make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong, but always strive to do what is good for each other and for everyone else. A lot of good stuff in the scripture this morning, a lot to unpack, and we're going to do it throughout the next couple of hours as we hang out together. So glad you're listening to the show this morning. Sit back, relax, and enjoy some music and a few conversations here on this Mix Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5. I'm Shaw Gage, back with you here on Mix Sunday Morning on Mix 106.5. We're talking about encouragement this week. We're talking about kindness this week. And in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, as we've had a few conversations already this morning, but I just love what Paul, I believe most scholars believe Paul wrote this book, but Paul is such an encourager and just lifting up the church, lifting up the believers. And, you know, he starts with this reminder that he, Jesus Christ, died for us. And we talked about that. I thought it was a good transition coming from last week being Easter Sunday about that sacrifice that he gave us, God gave us through his son, Jesus Christ. You know, he gave his life for us so that we could be his for eternity. And Paul tells us, and through the Thessalonians, to give credit to and acknowledge those around us who are working hard and reminding us of what we ought to be doing, that we ought to respect them and love them because of the work that they do for us and for others. You know, sometimes I get frustrated with people that try to tell us what to do or remind us or hold us accountable. Sometimes I think they're being bossy or overbearing. But we're told to hold them in high regard. You know, they're just keeping us on task. And it takes everybody. You know, a few weeks ago we talked about being the body of Christ and everybody's got their different strengths and different parts of the body. So some people are going to be a little more authoritarian. Some people are going to be a little more passive. But we're to hold each other in high regard, even those who are, you know, kind of keeping us on task and holding our feet to the fire and keeping us accountable. And, you know, if what's the alternative? If we're grumbling, if we have that grumbling spirit, will there be peace? It's very doubtful, because you know how that goes. If I grumble about something and I complain about something, then I go to my neighbor or my friend and say this or that, well, then that person could start. And it just starts a domino effect. And before you know it, everybody's upset with each other. But Paul tells us right here and tells the Thessalonians, you know, live in peace together. And this, you know, just goes to show how we should be kind to one another. And it's still true today. All these years later, I think this message just still rings true, that we do need to live in peace together. You know, we don't have to be walked on or be pushed over by anybody. We just need to be kind to one another. What a difference we could make in this world if we could just spread a little more kindness in it. Why do I have such a hard time being kind to people? You know, I think about that. Typically, people are in bad moods on Monday mornings. I don't know why that is. I tend to like Monday mornings myself, but hey, that's just me. But why do we do that? Why are we less kind at times and more kind at other times? I believe it's a heartitude issue. We've talked about that word on the show before, our heartitude. What's the attitude of our heart? You know, I know in my life when I'm in God's word, when I'm prayed up, when I'm in a humble spirit, I'm more kind. But when I'm selfish, or I'm focused on Shaw, I'm focused on what my needs are, I'm not so kind. And I think it just points back to that being selfless versus being selfish. And, you know, Paul tells us through this word in Thessalonians that we're supposed to be more selfless and be kind to one another and live in peace. Am I the only one that struggles with that? Are you struggling with that this morning, this week in your world, maybe a circle of your life, whether it be your friends, your family members, your work family, whoever it may be? Surely I'm not the only one that struggles with that, but I'd love to know what your thoughts are on that. You know, don't you just love being around people that are kind to other people? It's contagious, and they're genuinely kind. I mean, man, when I'm around somebody that's kind, it makes a huge difference in my life, and I want to pass that on to other people, and I want to be kind to others. And maybe it's somebody that's having a direct conversation with me. Maybe it's somebody on the radio or a podcast or a TV show or something. But when somebody's genuinely kind, it's kind of that pay it forward, right? And I think it's just so important that we as believers have that positive attitude and that encouraging heart and be kind to one another. Y'all, it's contagious, and it's life-changing. Going to be back talking more about this. Mix Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5. It's a pleasure being with you this morning on Mix Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5. I'm Shaw Gage. We're talking about 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 this morning, breaking down the scripture just a little bit more. And again, I want to just throw this out there, y'all. I'm not preaching at anybody. This is just what God lays on my heart each and every week, and things I struggle with and things God's trying to refine me on. And I'm just sharing it with you to be an encouragement, and just want you to know whatever you're going through, it's going to be all right. Jesus loves you, and it's going to be all right. The second part of the scripture this morning, we're talking about, again, being an encouragement, being a positive influence in those people that we come into contact with each and every day, and being kind to one another. I think it's so important in this day and age just to be kind to one another. And the second part of the scripture says this. It says, warn those who are idle and disruptive, encourage the disheartened, help the weak, be patient with everyone. Make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong, but always strive to do what is good for each other and for everyone else. You know, I think right there in that first part, it says where it warn those who are idle and disruptive. What do you know about people that are idle and disruptive? You know, they don't have anything else better to do. They're typically going to be the people that are complainers, the gossips, the judgmental people. Who have we talked about in the last few weeks that reminds you of that in Scripture? The Pharisees, right? They're just standing around almost looking for somebody to fail. They're trying to catch Jesus in his ministry in a trap. And it's just, you know, you just got to warn those people. And to be honest with you, don't be around those people, because I don't want that toxic stuff coming off on me. I want to be the other way. And it goes on to say this. This is what we should be. We should encourage the disheartened, help the weak, be patient with everyone. You know, those people that are negative, I don't want to be around them. I read it years ago. I think it was in a John Gordon book, but it called those kind of people energy vampires. You know, they just suck the life out of all the fun people, and they take the fun out of life. Don't be like that, and don't associate with people like that. Be encouragers. Lift others up. That's what we're supposed to do as believers and followers of Jesus Christ, is to be encourager. Paul tells us that here in 1 Thessalonians. Help those that need it and those that don't. Help them as well. You know, we've talked about that before is, you know, don't just be kind to the people that you love and the people that you like and the people that you want to get to know. Be kind to everyone, even your enemies. That's where we start making a difference in this world. And be patient. And I put this in capital letters, with everyone. Man, that's one of my weaknesses. I can be a very impatient person, and it's something you just got to pray through and you got to get better on. And I remember being a young man, and I was talking to a pastor at my church years ago, and we were just talking about being patient, and I told him, I said, Dwayne, man, I'm not a very patient person, but I've been praying like crazy, and I just feel like I'm getting more and more upset with people, and my patience is wearing more and more thin. And Dwayne just kind of sat back and smiled, and he looked at me, and he said, you've been praying for patience, huh? And I said, I sure have. He said, well, what's the only way you're going to get better at something? I said, well, to practice. He said, exactly. He said, if you pray for patience, God's going to give you more and more opportunities to be patient. And y'all, it stopped me in my tracks. And I thought, ah, okay, that's what's going on. You pray for patience, God's going to give you opportunities to be patient with more and more people. And when my heart flipped on that and my brain flipped on that and I realized that's what was going on, it allowed me to become a little more patient with people. You know, God's going to help you practice your patience by testing yours. So exercise that muscle, you know, and get that workout, get that patience workout. You know, don't be vengeful. Don't look at trying to get even with people. It tells us that. Don't pay back wrong for wrong. I know when I'm offended, when I'm wrong, I want payback. That's justification, and I can tell everybody in the world why I'm right and that person's wrong, and I'm going to make it up, and I'm going to get it back or whatever it is. But it goes totally against God's word and what he's saying through Paul right here in 1 Thessalonians. You know, we see enough of that in the world, but I see a lot of that in the church too, right? And I believe Christians are, you know, pretty good at camouflaging that stuff. I think we all can be, but it's especially dangerous in the church because we can mask it under different things and say, hey, I'm praying for this person because he did X, Y, Z, or I'm praying for this lady because she said this, this, and this. And it's, you know, at the end of the day, it can be masked as a prayer request, but sometimes it's just gossip. You know, I think we should always strive to do what is good for each other and everyone else. That's what Paul's telling us here. Think about something this morning. Who in your life displays those attitudes on a regular basis? Do you know anybody like that who displays those positive attitudes and is always trying to do what's good for everybody, is trying to serve each other, trying to serve other people, trying to promote them and wants what's best for them? I know there's been a lot of people in my life, but one individual came to mind this week as I was preparing for the show, and coming up here in a few minutes, I'm going to share about that person I've known for a long time. And that individual has those qualities of always believing in others and hoping for the best in others. We'll be back to talk more about it here in just a few on Mix Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5. Shaw Gage back with you here on Mix Sunday Morning on Mix 106.5. We're talking about being kind to one another. We're talking about being encouragers to one another. Reading through 1 Thessalonians this morning, and Paul just encouraging the Thessalonians and even us today so many years later. And it brought to mind, we were talking about that in the last segment about, you know, don't you just like being around people that are encouragers, that believe the best in people? And just wanted to pay tribute to a very close friend of mine this week who passed away this past Friday, and that's former Lieutenant Governor George McMillan. His son and I, very, very close friends since junior high school, and spent a lot of time around the McMillan family, and just a huge loss, not only for that family, but for this whole state and the city of Birmingham. And, you know, that man had a heart of gold. He would do anything for anybody. I saw it with my own eyes since the seventh grade when I met the McMillan family for the first time. And you know, Big George, as we so affectionately called him, he was Lieutenant Governor of the state of Alabama. He was always involved in state politics, did a lot for the city of Birmingham in particular, and a lot for the underprivileged people in our communities. He helped develop or founded City Stages, which is a music festival in downtown Birmingham, back in 1989. And he really helped revitalize downtown Birmingham. You know, at that time, there was just really not much going on in the city as far as downtown went. People were really scared to go down there. A lot of crime, a lot of whatever going on. People just didn't choose to go down there. But George had a vision, and he said, I want to bring the people of Birmingham together and give them a reason to celebrate and celebrate what we're all about as the city of Birmingham and the state of Alabama. And so he started City Stages, and it grew for 21 years and was a very just fantastic music festival that brought so many people into our great city and our great state to celebrate and just be together in fellowship with one another. And, you know, as I was reading this week and preparing, I just thought a lot about Big George and just, you know, what he meant not only to me but to his family and to so many other people throughout his life. I mean, if you ever met George McMillan, you would have to say you were impacted in a very positive way. And he was such an encourager. And I just, you know, as I was reading the scriptures this week, I thought about that and I said, you know, it says encourage one another. He did that. Build each other up. He did that. Acknowledge those who work hard among you. Big George did that. He instilled those ideas of hard work in his children, George and Ann Dial, who I'm very good friends with. And, you know, they were hard workers. And Big George always, you know, he allowed us to try to work at City Stages or whatever it was. He would encourage us to work hard. And he commended us when we did so. You know, and he always loved people. He was, it says, live in peace with each other. He tried to be peaceful where he could and to try to bring people together and bridge societies, whether it be people in the suburbs and inner city folks or wherever it may be. He just did a great job with that. Encourage the disheartened. Man, that was Big George. Help the weak. Be patient with everyone. Lord knows he was patient with George and myself and all of our friends growing up. We did a lot of silly things and messed up from time to time, as all teenagers do, but Big George was always there to pick us up and tell us that we were doing a good job, and, you know, he was very patient with us. And it also says here at the end, always strive to do what is good for each other and for everyone else. You know, Big George did that. He was one of the kindest individuals I've ever met in my life and had the pleasure of knowing for many years. Just sad to lose my friend, but thankful that, man, he's with Jesus. And Big George, I just thank you for being that to so many people and to myself throughout the years. And my prayer this week is that we can all be a little more like Big George. Rest in peace, my brother. Godspeed. Thanks for being a part of the show this morning. I'm Shaw Gage. It's Mix Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5. Here's our challenge for the week. It's simple. Be kind. Just be kind. How much does it cost to be kind to one another? Absolutely nothing. And you make the world a better place. You know, it all starts with you and your attitude. You want to sit around and complain and feel sorry for yourself. You're not going to have many people around you in a year or two or whatever it may be, but if you're a positive influence and you're kind and you're an encourager, people are going to be around you. They're going to want to be around you. And don't play the victim, because that's not who God created you to be. It's just not. You know, I know life can be tough. I know we can be going through certain things, but, you know, just get up, dust yourself off, and move on. I mean, life is good in the grand scheme of things. When you think about it, there's usually somebody that's got it a little bit worse than you do. You know, as we were talking in the last segment about George McMillan and what an impact he had on the city of Birmingham and the state of Alabama and just so many people throughout our country, I was reflecting back my first year of teaching school back in 2012 up in Tennessee, and I had a motto. My wife, Janet, she found a stencil that she put on the wall, and I really loved it, and it became our class motto. But it was right there walking out of my room every day, and every student that walked in and out of my class, every teacher, every administrator that came through that room, myself, we all saw it multiple times a day. But it said this: live life to the fullest and make a difference along the way. You know, that was my classroom motto for that first year of teaching, and that also reflects the heartitude of Big George McMillan. And I think it just – it speaks volumes about who we ought to be and how we ought to be in this day and age. You know, it's such a dark world. There's so much angst. There's so much negativity out there if you watch the news for too long or stare at social media for too long. But you know what? Turn that stuff off. Go outside, have a conversation with a neighbor, pick up the phone, call a friend or a family member that you hadn't talked to in a while, and whatever it is, just be the bigger person and go do that. Be an encouragement, be kind to somebody, and again, live life to the fullest and make a difference along the way. We'll be back here in just a few on Mix Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5. Thanks for listening again to Mix Sunday Morning on Mix 106.5. I'm Shaw Gage. It's been a great time hanging out with you, talking about kindness this morning. You know, it's a pretty simple message, but just be kind. That's what it's all about. And, you know, being kind to one another, that's what grace and the love of Jesus Christ is all about. As you go out throughout this week, when you have that urge to grumble or to stew or to gossip or to feel sorry for yourself, you know, just catch yourself and keep it from happening. I remember being a young man, and I would get irritated with people. I get mad. There's just no other way to say it. I had a temper problem, and I remember my mom telling me at one point, I was 14 years old, somewhere in there, in those fun teenage years, and I was getting really upset about something, and she stopped me, and she said, Shaw, I'm going to share something with you that has helped me. And she said, you've got about a half a second to catch yourself before you say that word or before you make that comment or before you get angry with somebody. And she just pray that God will give that one or make that half a second into a whole second so that you can stop and catch yourself. And that's my encouragement to you this morning is catch yourself, whether it be a second or a half a second or whatever it's going to be, just catch yourself and stop and don't be a part of the problem. Instead, go be kind to somebody, encourage another person. You know, we all need it, and it's the right thing to do. I heard a story years ago. There was a young person that was getting off the school bus. I think they were in eighth or ninth grade, and person was carrying their books home for the weekend, and they had a huge stack of books in their arms. And as they were getting off the bus, somebody reached and just knocked all those books out of their hand, and they were getting off on a Friday afternoon and getting off the school bus and ready to go home, and one mean individual just reached over and knocked all those books out of this young man's hand, and he just fell to the ground, and as tears began to roll down his face, he began to pick the books up one at a time and stack them back up so he could carry them home. And another guy in the neighborhood stopped and realized what was going on. He bent down and he helped that young individual pick up those books, and he encouraged him, and he told him it was going to be okay and not to listen to those mean people. And you may think, well, what's the point of that story? But the interesting thing is that young person whose books got knocked out of their arms that day was going home to end their life that weekend. They had had enough. They had been picked on. They had been bullied, and they just said enough's enough. And what that young man was doing was he took every book out of his locker and he carried every one of them home because he didn't want his parents to have to go down to the school the next week and clean out their dead son's locker. And so he was just doing them the favor of carrying all his books home and cleaning that locker out. But, you know, a stranger stepped in, a neighborhood kid stepped in and had a conversation and lifted that young man up with an encouragement and told him it was going to be okay. And, you know, the kid ultimately lived. He did not end his life. He became friends with the young man that helped him and ended up becoming a pastor and encouraging other people. And so, you know, I know that's kind of an extreme story, but you just never know what people are going through. And, you know, be kind to somebody because you never know who's going to be like that young man. One kind word could change their life, literally. Remember that grace is something we don't deserve, but we receive it anyway. I pray that you receive God's grace today and go change the world one conversation at a time. Have a great week, everybody. Mix Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5.
Thanks for listening to the Mix Sunday Morning Podcast. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix 1065, radio.com, the Radio Alabama app, or Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.